get the right sponsorship
three,
sorted.
3, 2, 1. Good morning, Muzza.
Oh, good morning, Ravi. How are you?
Good, man. We're both just staring at our phones trying to get some details down.
Get something, just get something nailed in.
Something concrete.
Well, when you've got new sponsors, you do not...
We don't want to let them down.
We don't want to misrepresent their name incorrectly.
No, no.
After all the troubles that we had in court with Porsche Tesla,
you know,
we don't want to go through that.
I always struggled with that tech brand, Siemens. Is it Simons? Is it Siemens?
Where my 12-year-old brain just went.
Same.
Not even 12.
I'm like, I don't want to talk about that.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh.
So they're not going to be sponsors of the show because it's too awkward for us.
Mm. We're going to self-select them out.
Siemens, you're out.
If you wanted to get on board, the offer.
Change your name.
Will have to be big.
Hey, can I just also just quickly before we really launch into this show, clear my throat first of all. And then how is old mate doing his work this morning at the cafe?
The things we see early in the morning. So we've gone from Clive.
Old Clive is
Is going to change, I think, the trajectory of a whole bunch of things in the urban setting.
Yeah, nice.
There's a wink with that if you didn't know. But our mate down there doing some work today and this morning. You initiated the conversation. I just sort of brushed past him. But what did you say to him to start with?
Well, he sort of lobbed in to the cafe as we normally do around 5:30.
And there's action this morning.
It's a busy morning. There's a bit on.
I was 7 minutes late.
Yeah.
And there was a lot more people out.
Yeah, but there's also the state championships nippers. So that's Manly's a buzz with all the excited parents.
Yeah.
You know, getting down there early with their little trolley and their board. They want to get their spot down there in the Wanda tent or the...
Yeah. At 5:30, honestly.
The Nowra Club.
Yeah.
And there's a guy sitting in our cafe. Normally there's one council worker there.
Maybe two.
Maybe. Mm. This guy's got his laptop open. He's got a sandwich going.
Yeah.
He's got his third coffee by the looks of things.
Yeah.
And he's plugging away. And I was like, mate, what's going on with a laptop at 5:30 on a Saturday morning? I said, you got to really consider your life choices to this point. What's going on? He goes, I've been up since 3.
I heard that actually put me off. It was this big, to me, it was that big virtue signal.
I've been up. I'm hustling.
Yeah.
But I think he's probably fallen behind in some admin.
Yeah.
He's just worrying himself sick.
Yeah.
And he's had to get up early to kind of plug it out. But you had a little glance over his shoulder.
I had a little glance over his shoulder because I often giggle when I'm walking around places and I go, I wonder what that person's doing on his laptop, you know, in a cafe at 10 in the morning and stuff like that. And you look over and you go, oh, it's YouTube.
He's on his Facebook. He's checking his messages.
You have a little giggle. So I had a little bit of a look over his shoulder because I heard him go, oh, I've been up since 3 o'clock, you know.
You brushed him.
I didn't brush him so much. I went more interested in the newspaper for $5.20 to the other conversation.
Yeah.
And so I looked over and he had the, you know, when you go into, if you're a Mac user, you go into Pages and then you just want a blank document. But down below, there's all those pre-populated.
Like templates.
Templates.
Yeah.
And so he'd pulled up a pre-populated template for an invoice.
Yeah.
And you're going, oh, like one he obviously uses all the time. I said, no. Yeah. The template.
It had
the blue where you inserted company name.
Yeah.
Insert your address. And he was building that
at 5 o'clock, 5:30 on a
Saturday. Well, I get up at 3 o'clock every morning to work and I'm sort of going.
No.
Well,
I think he was just like, this is a special morning.
Yeah.
This was a special morning, and he couldn't sleep, and so he's like, "I must send out those invoices."
Yeah, or I must create.
I got to make the invoice
because I've got a side hustle for 2024.
Maybe, I don't know. Anyway, it was interesting.
It's a sad day. You've got to remember this podcast is recorded on a Saturday.
But
is anyone going to pay their invoice on Saturday at 7 when he sends it out to them?
But perhaps his life is so... He's probably got the two... It looked like he was in the age group where he's got the two younger kids.
Yeah. Four and two.
Yeah, 100%. That's the pocket that he's in, right? He's in the pain pocket.
Yeah.
when there's just a lot of demand. Once they wake up, it's game on.
Yeah.
You don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
You want to go do that invoice.
Mm.
You want to open the Mac. There's just there's no chance. It's porridge all over that computer by the end of the day. Yeah. So
you're just wanting to get the work done.
You just had to get up, and then he was going to take
him
down.
Better. You feel that you've provided for the family when you get that bit of work done.
You tick that box.
I send off that invoice, sweetheart.
He's going to come back. He's going to make the yogurt with the blueberries. Mm. He's going to get the little bit of...
And then he's going to finish that off because they don't need it. Then he's going to make some toast.
He made them.
He's going to eat that.
And then by 4 o'clock this afternoon, he's going to be playing that game where like, I'm going to pretend I'm asleep.
Yeah. Let's all close our eyes.
Let's all be quiet.
Let's all watch a movie. I'll pull the curtains.
Let's put it on. Oh. Let me introduce you to cars.
Let me introduce you to...
I used to be so tired with the kids. I'd read, go to read them a book, read a story, and I'd be asleep reading it in my sleep.
Yeah.
I'm just making up words. And they'd be like, that's not the story.
Yeah, that's not how it goes. The hungry caterpillar eats a cake now, Dad.
sausage rolls. Yeah,
today's into sahi bowls and hummus.
We're 6 minutes in. And I just want to say, like, if you've stuck around this long.
Again.
Like, we promise it's going to get better from here.
Well,
no, we don't.
Possibly.
Don't it's make gonna... hollow promises. New Year's
Essentially,
resolution.
Essentially, today's going to follow the same theme of random conversations that we've had
during
this
the week.
Because we've got... I was approached this week. I still don't know. I'm sure this listener and this company will probably renegotiate their offer after today's podcast. But
it's exciting.
They came along offering, like, how do we become a sponsor, an actual sponsor of the podcast? He enjoys, well, he tells me he enjoys it anyway.
Content.
He enjoys what we provide.
Yeah.
And, like, how does he get on board as a sponsor?
Amazing.
And I said, wow, I didn't think that pro-heart horticulture would want to get on. I didn't see how we were the market. They provide... plants, as we look around in your office, to venues like pubs, like Hawke's Brewery and the like.
Yep,
they provide
their indoor greenery.
The Cheswick. He maintains the garden for the Cheswick. He's done walkthrough tours with Mark Moran.
Beautiful.
Talking about what plants go with what. And he wanted to get involved in the podcast. I go, wow, this is amazing. I go, I just didn't see like the horticultural brand jumping on board. You know, pro horticulture jumping on board with Before the Dip. I didn't see that. What was the word you used before? Simpatico.
The simpatico
relationship. Mm. I didn't see the relationship. And he goes, no, I want to start a side hustle.
Okay.
Inspired by Clive.
By Clive. What was it about? What was it about Clive that sort of tickled the imagination of horticulture?
Well, I think because they live near and around the bar scene.
Yeah,
pubs and that sort of stuff. They see lots of cans, lots of bottles,
money,
lots of what
I've seen. What you just see is
what I've coined now is car park Bitcoin.
Yeah, I love it.
The cans lying around in places, and he goes, "There's money to be made here."
Yes,
and it's easy money.
Yeah,
it's easy money. You know, 10 cents here, 10 cents there, it all adds up. You know, and one day this is going to explode. So he thought that maybe he could start, and this could be the sponsor of the show,
the beginning.
He thinks he wants to start online, an online company, just to test the waters. And I see it as a big thing, what he calls urban prospecting, trademarked to Pro Horticulture Pty Ltd as trading for the Hatfield Family Trust. I just want to make sure that legally, I want to cover it. He's very concerned that if I shoot off today,
it's gonna
that our mate down at Market Lane right now
is pretty out of t-shirt.
He has just bought the domain name for urban prospecting because he sees can collecting now as a option to make money. We all see the show called Gold Diggers.
Yeah,
you know he's seeing a franchise.
I'll tell you what,
If Deadliest Catch is my favourite show,
wow.
Imagine a show called Urban Prospecting with characters like Clive.
That's unbelievable.
I just took that there.
That is incredible.
Pete, and I want in on that one.
I want in on that one.
We'll get Mike Rowe. Imagine Mike Rowe.
Think about like your Barents Sea Gold.
Mm.
You know, it's the families where where they're down on the sea floor, the Barents Sea, which is up, what, Alaska?
Alaska.
And they're using a giant vacuum cleaner to suck up dirt and hopefully get some flecks of gold. Imagine that scene on the streets of some different areas.
Yeah, and they've bought the urban, trademarked urban prospecting can picker upper. You know, the little claw and gripper?
Yes.
Yeah, that you don't even have to bend.
You don't have to bend.
The pre-tasseled waterproof jacket that Clive used, you know. One of the things he thought would be a great, great invention, because he'd been into Aldi and had got the Aldi brochure, and they're doing a full body onesie.
Yeah.
Like a sleeping bag that has arms and sleeves and legs. He goes, we could modify something like that to a pair of pants that has some waterproof lining that you could put the odd random... So you could wear these pants to work.
Everywhere in them.
Go everywhere. Just out for dinner.
Yeah.
Out for dinner with your wife.
You never know when you're going to strike some cans and bottles.
Car park Bitcoin. Yeah. You see it down there and you slide it into the pants. The pants have sort of waterproof pockets, odour limiting.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't want that sort of spilt beer smell to your pants. And you can go out for dinner and you can fill your pockets maybe with $12, $13 worth of cans and bottles.
Pay for your parking. You can pay for parking.
You pay for parking for your date. So
urban prospecting. 130 cans.
Urban prospecting, the brand, website, and soon to be launched Discovery Channel TV show.
Yeah.
Sell these exact products that you need.
That'd be incredible. Imagine going out for dinner and then you're there with your lovely partner having a great meal and you look across and there's another person wearing the same pants.
They're wearing the urban prospecting casual pants. And you go, we're in a flash restaurant, brother. You should have bought the urban prospect formal. They got a little
tuxedo version.
They got a permanently ironed in crease. They're folded.
The crease actually allows another bottle to slide in.
Yeah.
Well, no, but you're like, okay, that guy's going to be after the bottles in the car park. We got to finish it. We've got to wrap up this meal.
Yeah.
Because I've got to get down there.
Yeah.
Before old mate's finished his veal scallopini, we've got to get down.
Yeah. And so a new sponsor of the show, as of today, urbanprospecting.com.au, I think.
Unbelievable.
I don't think it'll even be a .com.au.
It doesn't need to be.
It doesn't need an AU.
It's a .com.
It's a .com.
It's worldwide. We're going big.
I wonder, because in Queensland, you can recycle wine bottles.
No, you can't
here in Australia, in New South Wales.
So maybe it could be like the Queensland guys. Everyone's moving to Queensland.
Yeah,
there's a big push.
Well, there's a bigger market. There's three options now. there's an extra vessel that you can get your 10-cent piece on.
But pound for pound.
Oh, the pants have to change. Obviously, the stitching, the weight.
What I was thinking about with the jacket. So if we think about Clive's jacket, it was flayed, right? And he had the... He had the big flap of
material
hanging down. It's because that right sleeve was used a lot. That's his power arm.
That's where his head was down in the bin.
The right arm was reaching in and probably got sliced by a little broken glass.
Yes.
So I actually think if we were going to design one, that sleeve should be reinforced. That should be the Kevlar sleeve.
Yeah.
With a built-in glove.
Built-in, yes.
You just slide straight in.
All in one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so no liquids run down the inside of the glove.
Bin juice, no bin juice
as you come
and then
up.
Your left arm can be free. You can use the gripper.
You can use the gripper in that end.
Yeah, and you can, you could probably manipulate other things around, have a sandwich. Yeah.
Whatever you need. Well, according to Clive, no need.
No need for food.
Scratch your head, pick your nose, whatever.
I want to see our first contestants coming down the street in their new
urban prospecting.
Yeah, we call the jacket the Clive.
Yeah,
it has to be named. Something has to be named after Clive.
And maybe the urban prospector could get some retired NRL stars to model their gear.
Oh, yeah, like the Lowe's, the old Lowe's commercial.
Yeah. You know, get a couple of old players there.
Yeah,
a couple of refs.
Yeah, I like
the
that.
The big man.
The big man. Come on.
Yeah, come on.
Look how many cans I can get.
Wow. They'll need an adjustable waist because I think if urban prospecting takes off, so obviously it's a great play on words, urban prospecting. Yeah, I love it too.
Yeah. It's got me so excited.
Yeah.
Concept.
Yeah, it's such a concept. And I just love the term urban prospecting.
And the idea that it's become a show.
Because you're like... Because Australian Gold Hunters is back on, started 2 weeks ago. Boom.
Oh, jeez.
That wasn't a, that wasn't a button on our new device. That was a true sneeze.
Music bed, whatever that is.
Yeah.
Trombone, there we go. Okay.
You know, so I'm watching Aussie Gold Hunters and they're out there with their...
panning thing?
Detector.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Their detector. Yeah. And, you know, they've dropped, you know, they're talking about they've bought leases and machinery and they've spent so $250,000 this year.
Yes.
And they pick up, like, this tiny speck of gold and they say, that's $20. Yes.
And they get so $150,000 that we've dropped.
They're dropped to do. But urban prospecting ain't going to, not that big a buy-in.
Low overhead.
Yeah, you don't.
You just need a high ace.
Yeah.
Or a trolley.
Yeah, or a trolley. Mm. Mm. Woolworths bag.
So I reckon, imagine this. Imagine the different, you know, in, say, Deadliest Catch.
Mm-hmm.
Or what's the Lobsterman? Lobsterman?
Yeah, there's a Lobsterman.
So you've got the different teams.
Yes. Yeah.
One team could have the high ace, could have the big, the van, ooh,
yeah,
the bags.
Yeah, they've invested big.
Big.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whereas the other group have got children with a pull cart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're doing the kids scene. There's like 10 of them just going through the neighbourhood. Just different ways to make it happen. Yeah,
all the guy on his bike.
Ooh.
You know, he's got the bags on all the handlebars. Oh, you know, he's set up like the panniers around and you just wonder how is he balancing that thing, you know, with everything. You
he's see not him picking going, up wine bottles. It's too heavy.
It's too heavy. But you see him, either the hour or so before the sun comes up, or an hour or so after the sun goes down.
It comes through
on Tuesday nights in Mona Vale, Wednesday nights in Warriewood. He knows how it works. But he only operates in those hours.
You know what I think is also room for, and I'm not an expert in the interface where you put the bottles and the cans into the machine, but imagine a tube and they're all preloaded and you just hold it in there.
That could be another product.
Like a bazooka.
On the that you preload. Well, that could be in the pan. It could be in the pan. And so then you just drop it down and go. The machine does get a little bit aggro if you start feeding them too fast. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got to have a little bit of space on the conveyor belt.
There'd be something in there, be a little tab that just lets the next one in.
Yeah, just drop.
Imagine that just casually is resting on your shoulder and you're just chatting to the next people in line.
I'm always surprised. One of the few things I'm an early adopter into. You know, I'm a hesitation.
On
many things. Yeah. I take a long time to make decisions and take action. But as soon as I found 10 cents in a bottle, I was in. I thought, oh, how good's this?
You've got me.
This is it. So I don't know how long I've been doing it.
I just need to back up for 1 second. What was it about that grabbed your attention? Is it the competition? Is it the promise of easy money?
Promise of unlimited wealth.
Because I
thought I could get out.
This is my ticket out of here.
This is my get out of the rat race. I'm doing it alone.
Next minute, you got your all-in-one sleeve.
Yeah, all of a sudden, I'm talking to people in the street about how I used to be a chiropractor. Now. And I'm talking about adaptability.
As you take off on your bike with a big bag back to me.
Hey,
suckers.
Hey, I've cracked the code.
I'm not working for the man anymore.
I'm doing it for me.
You're doing seminars. You've written a book.
Urban
prospecting with Murray.
Yeah. Oh, could you imagine it? Move over, Gary V. I'm on Gary V. Stuff Wine Library.
Imagine you get a call from Gary V. Murray.
Yeah. How'd you find true happiness in your work? Well, you've got to go through a lot of careers.
Yeah, there's a lot. Yeah,
there's a lot of ups and downs.
We found it in the bottom of a barrel.
Yeah. But I've got a photo I saw come up on my phone the other day of Frankie putting in bottles in the thing. Because we started with the kids, I think. It was we could make some money.
Yeah.
And Frankie could barely even get the can and the tube.
Oh, yeah. She's reaching up.
She's reaching up and just plonking it in there. And, like, I used to get at least two of the three come with me to do it. You know, they'd come and do it. Because we just had a little basket out the back and threw in the couple.
And if they were
there,
they could share in the wealth.
Yeah, and we'd go then to Woolies and we'd buy a... what did you used to make? What was big to make with your shaving foam and mousse?
Oh, like, yeah. The...
Slime.
Slime.
So I used to buy slime products and go home and make some slime. Borax. So of course we'd get $3 worth of cans and I'd buy $18
worth of stuff.
Stuff to make slime. And so we'd do that. That's kind of how it kind of started. Now it's become a little bit, not obsession, but...
not quite obsession, but I don't have another word for it, so we'll just throw that in.
Addiction.
Problem.
A shake if a I don't. Problem. I'll start picking up cans.
Well, I mean, all this started because, you know, this is when it was all brought to the light last week when I took those bottles out of your car.
Yeah.
And was just casually looking to put them into a recycling bin. And you started to sweat and twitch.
Yeah.
And you said, at least let's give it to the guy who's going to make something from that. Otherwise, it's just free money to the government.
Yeah.
Well, it's the government taking money. Over.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're factoring that in.
Yeah. So, you know, I took that. I just saw it as an opportunity. But when you go and collect, obviously there's some now feature. You've always been able to put it, I think, on your PayPal account. Like with your phone, you can use like a QR. There's an app, supposedly.
Yes.
But you can get a little voucher, a little can voucher that you can take to Woolworths and you can use as money at Woolworths or they'll give you the money back at Woolworths. Coles, I think the big two, will do it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've never evolved into I could put it on my PayPal account. You can donate the money.
Mm-hmm.
You can give it to charities that are on the pre-programmed on the thing. Yeah. I've always just been the guy, give me that piece of paper.
Could we appeal to our audience, Muzz?
We already appealed to our audience.
Could we go so far as to create some action steps? I would love.
In the show notes.
I would love in the show notes to have a link to downloading that particular app, but also to get people to send us in a photo of yourselves feeding cans or bottles, or if you're in Queensland, Trudy.
Yeah.
The wine bottles.
Now Trudy's killing it.
Trudy's just gone to uncharted territory out there.
The house prices are lower and
you can recycle your wine bottles. Sounds like a win-win to me.
That's what you'll hear a lot of now. Yeah. It's a new term.
I think it's going to be, I think that's going to be a real windfall for her up there.
Yeah.
Send us a photo
of you
in action with that. I'd love to see. Come inspire.
What's your strategy for storage?
Yeah.
And obviously urban prospecting are going to provide several of those solutions around your house, like how you can store them while you wait.
Maybe we could treat it as an audition for the show.
Mm.
Like, are you guys interested? Who's interesting?
Yeah.
You know, because it's a human interest story as well as the bottles.
Mate,
it's not just whoever gets the most.
It's not all about the money. It's about the struggle.
Anyone can catch lobsters, but we want to see the ones where there's a bit of turmoil in the family.
Relationships.
A rags to riches story.
Yeah.
Or rags to rags.
Yeah. And after a lot of hard work,
still the rags.
It's a fascinating world. There's another option. You can storage containers for around the house.
Yes, yes.
You know?
What do you use? Milk crates or use those old recycling bins, the black ones?
No. So I've got a couple of milk crates.
Mm.
Well, controversially.
Don't say Woolworths bags.
No. I've got the little green little... I'm just buying a few things.
Oh.
Green little... plastic handled things that I've collected somehow over the years.
Okay, it's from
Woolworth.
From Woolworth, yeah.
You know,
green
basket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought you said Bunnings, our other sponsor.
Yeah, no, so people love that.
Imagine.
Well, what I like about those things, you're just going to roll your eyes and go, oh, my God.
Yeah, I need things. This is what we're here for, Murray.
So I've got the milk crate and the green baskets.
Yeah.
In the past, I've used the big plastic buckets, you know, the storage buckets that you buy from
Bunnings. Round ones?
Soft handles and the big whitish clear ones with the lid. One that's got a little chipped handle that you've recycled. The problem is you're storing these cans outside.
Yeah, they get a little bit of a hum.
Not necessarily, they do get a little bit of a hum, but it rains occasionally, periodically. And what does that thing fill up with?
Rain.
Now it's got rain and some
old beer.
Coke and some old beer and maybe an old gin and tonic.
Yeah, Pasito.
Pasito. At the bottom of that.
Yeah.
These things are all got holes in the bottom.
Yeah.
So it rains, kind of that runs out. So there's very little. You then transfer it into your car, you just give it a little bit of a shake to get a little bit of the moisture off the bottom.
Yep.
I always put a towel down in the back of the car, an old towel in the back of the car, and put my little crates in the back of the car.
Perfect.
So it needs It's better. I've moved away from the soft handle tubs and those sort of things.
Do you think there's room? And I appreciate you're an early adopter, so this is, you know, you've basically had to use whatever you could find in that's already exists. So,
and
but if you were to design one,
it would have some holes in.
It would have holes in the bottom.
It would have holes in the bottom.
So do you think that there's room for like a urban prospecting container or an urban prospecting hole drill? That hole puncher.
You know what I mean? Either.
If you, I don't know if I'm thinking big enough. I'm not sure.
Well, maybe you're thinking so big.
Too big.
Too big. You know, because obviously there's the, obviously, if we're going to have the show, I'm obviously going to be some sort of evil component because I've stolen stuff to get to where I am.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm a little bit criminal. I haven't done it the right way.
It's going to be one of those things where history will judge you favourably. You might get put in jail, but in time they'll look back and go, we needed that.
We needed that. Someone had to start.
He was the fall guy.
Yeah. He's taken the hit.
He's taken the hit, but now we all know you need holes in the container.
Yeah.
And we should have just bought one pre-made.
Yeah, we should have brought one pre-made.
We should have stole the basket from Woolies.
But, you know, obviously...
Is it stealing or are you just borrowing? You're probably just borrowing it.
I've had them for so long. You want to see how brittle they are? They're touch and go. I've had them for a long time. So I think I even would imagine I'm outside of the 7-year prosecution window. I've had them that long. They can't get me now. The statute of limitations has kicked in. I've talked to lawyers.
It's too long. That's why we're only talking about it now.
Yeah.
We've been wanting to talk about those containers.
We actually met Clive 8 years ago. Yeah. I said, look, if we open this up, I'm going to be going into the big house.
We'll crack the seal on this file.
This could be it.
Yeah.
You think the UFOs in America was big?
I'm just thinking. Yeah, this is massive. Yeah, that's right. What's it called? Roswell.
They've had their 50 years. They've sealed those up. I just need 7 before I can talk about urban prospecting, before I can launch. This is what it's been. You thought the podcast was going to bring something else to the table. This has been my plan all along.
Yep. Turn off now if you're disappointed. It's okay. You can go. But honestly, if you hang in, this is where the good stuff actually gets better from here on in.
This could be an actual sponsor. Well, Forage, I'm going to say, sorry, I apologise.
Yes, Forage.
Forage actually gave us product.
They did, but, you know, where did that get us?
Yeah, where did all them?
Too soon.
Yeah.
In another 7 years. Yeah, they did another before 7. We can laugh about it. It's the macadamia nuts. They're so expensive. And you can't regulate the price of macadamia nuts. Yeah. It's out of your control.
Yeah.
You know, oats come and go.
Rick Rubin has his macadamia nuts and some of them are covered in chocolate.
Well, he's monopolised that, hasn't he? That's probably where the price jacked up from there.
Once he put that podcast out,
I kept saying to the guys at Forage, the good people at Forage, need more oats.
Need more oats.
need more chaff. You need a filler.
Didn't he carry on about that?
Oats. Too much oats. What did he say? No oat, no bloat. I said, bloat him up. Load them up. That's where the money's at. That's where the money's at. You add oats.
Yeah.
Cha-ching. Anyway, live and learn.
Yeah. Live and learn. Yeah. Sell the recipe off.
But we could have a new sponsor. I feel like we're onto a winner with this one, Muzz. Yeah. I really do. I feel like if we don't record another podcast, it's because we're living large.
Yeah, we've gone big.
We're on the, we're now a multimedia company.
Yeah, we'll probably come back. In a couple of years, with a little.
Where were they? Where are they now?
Yeah, where are they now? A little bit like Shark Tank. That's where they'll appear. Yeah. They did have a podcast. You may have remembered it before the dip.
Now they're
big.
Because
now they started an online company called Urban Prospecting.
Yeah, and it would have been a lesson at Harvard Business School.
Yeah.
Where they're like, never give up.
Never give
up. These guys never knew. They didn't know where they were going. They just knew it was going to go somewhere.
They just kept working.
They kept hustling.
Yeah, you work. And you work and you work.
Yeah.
And at
sometimes
some point,
you just die. And other times, maybe something good happens.
Yeah.
And that's really the dream.
Yeah. And
it's
I don't know what Australian
dream. You heard it here first. Now,
I tell you what, my wife has lived on this dream. I've fed her this myth for ages.
Yeah. When are you guys going to turn this into something?
Yeah. When's it going to?
It is that something.
It is. When are you?
We're here now.
When are we moving to Austin?
Yeah.
Well, there's no 10 cent cans in Austin, Jade, I don't think. That I know of.
Is Spirited Man moving to Austin?
I don't think so. He can't move out of Topanga.
He can't. But he put up a post. He put up a post the other day about it. Oh, you got to watch.
Oh.
He had just a little drawing of the state of Texas with a little star where Austin is.
Wow.
Yeah. So we better get over there and see him before he moves to Austin.
Austin, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's where it's at. So we might end up there.
After this.
Could be. You know, it could be a thing.
Yeah.
But action steps, I think, are essential. And for our listeners, I think this is the if you've been thinking about auditioning for a show, I think this could be your time to just get out there and create some content.
Yes.
Create a little thing. Do something fancy.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to get our attention.
Yeah.
There's producers. A lot comes across our desk. Yeah, you can imagine the flurry.
Yeah. Of
of little clips that are going to come our way of people actually putting the cans into the machine.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not about the volume. I actually don't even care. If you don't have to be making $12 a time.
No.
You could do $2.
$2.
Yeah, 20 cans. Done.
Yeah, well, my maths has been terrible on the 21 cans
21 bottles, Trudy, should be easy peasy.
Yeah.
That's all in a week's work. And yeah. I don't mean that to sound slanderous. I don't mean they're your bottles.
Yeah, not all yours.
Not all yours. That could be a
you shared hobbit. Some of them.
Correct. I wonder if it takes the dessert wine bottle.
Or sure
the,
it
you
does.
Know, the big champagne. You know, like slightly the different, the girth of the Magnum.
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't know if they got the same machine in Queensland.
Imagine.
My mum loves it. My mum came over and just could not get her head around that we get 10 cents back.
For rubbish.
Yeah, she just loved it. So I send her a photo every time I go up there. She just gets so excited.
I think they're losing.
And she tries to guess how much I made.
Yeah. Well, you've gone for 3 hours. That must be $400. Nope. Turns out $8.
If I crack double figures, I just go, I'm frothing. I just go, how good was today?
Oh, that's so good. There's so much. There's so much to talk about. I feel like this probably is not going to be the last time we do talk about the urban prospecting. Trademark PDYLTD.
Yeah.
As a trustee for
horticulture for the Atfield family.
Yeah,
that's and right. All ideas coming from this.
Yes.
Yeah.
All
can be
to
tracked
them.
Back to this podcast recorded here in, where are we? Village Chiropractic on the 9th of March, 2024.
Yeah. At 6:49 a.m.
6:49. All ideas coming hence after this thou date.
Shall be owned by us.
Yeah, we'll reclaim all cash.
Yeah.
Well, some share of profits.
Yeah, gained. We don't own it. We don't own it.
No one owns
it. Let's be very clear.
No one owns this.
The world owns it. It's an idea for the people.
It's an idea for the people, but we will take our cut.
Yeah.
And we'll pass that cut on to Pete.
Okay. So with that in mind, Murray,
yes,
we need to go now. We have to wrap this up.
We do have to wrap it up.
Let's just call this episode one of the journey.
This is is it the beta test or the alpha test?
Yeah.
Clive inspired.
Time will tell.
History.
The beta or the alpha.
History.
We may never speak of it again.
Yeah. But I tell you what.
Struck me down.
When the guy comes around selling.
Yeah.
The set of books.
Yeah.
On how to grow a business from scratch, this audio file will be scribed by hand.
Click on this link.
Yeah.
Oh, there'll be
so you can actually buy the encyclopedia before the dip.
What do we call it? The transcription?
Yeah, transcription.
Yeah. Yes. All in italics.
Yes, all italics and highlighted and underlined and bolded. The whole book is just...
Italics.
Important. Where should I start? Here.
It comes pre-highlighted.
From start to finish.
For the students, which we still need to know. All the bits in yellow.
Yeah, all the bits in yellow.
Underlined, yellow, italic, bold.
Which bit will be tested in the
all
exam?
All of it. Far out.
Yeah.
You say this idea didn't exist, and they'll be like, what was life like before this idea?
What was life before urban prospecting?
What do we do?
Yeah. You know how people have been just frothing over Bitcoin this week?
Yes. Well, I think, I know we're about to wrap the show, but I just think maybe stockpiling the cans, they could be worth 11 cents next week.
Could
and
be.
That's when you can capitalize.
That's when you really get in.
And that may be lesson two for the business class.
Yeah.
That this material is going to be supporting.
Yeah. Someone needs some inside knowledge if it's going to go up to 15 cents a recycled can.
Yeah, that's right. Imagine you knew.
Oh, imagine you knew.
Tribunal. There'll be a tribunal.
1 year from now, 15 cents. Oh, my backyard. I'd have to put up some little thing. You know, when you
Jay to be furious.
What do they call them? Hungry boards that you put on the back of a truck to hold it all in the backyard.
I'd see your mate.
Some extensions on my green basket. Another thing on Urban. Another, you'll be able to buy those on basket Urban Prosecutor. Basket extenders.
Talk about it. We've got to keep going.
I hope you've listened to the end and written down most of these ideas.
You know the little booklet, the quill booklet that you gave me?
Yes.
What was it, is it called the quill? No, something like that, isn't it? Whatever that little booklet. Imagine.
Yeah, in the Deepak Chopra book.
No. The little brochure that we got at the cafe the other day. Things you can buy.
Yes, sorry.
And it'd be like, you know, your non-slip mat for the bathroom.
Yes.
Those sorts of things.
Yeah.
Imagine in there you get your urban prospecting gear.
Mate, they'd have to come to us with a pretty good offer to let us let them sell our gear. Yeah.
We'd have a strong cut anyway. All right, talk to us. Talk to us, brochure people.
Yeah.
Mars, we've got to go. We've got to run. We've got to meet Neil.
We've got to walk, run. Yeah.
We're taking it back to the basics.
Yeah, back to the basics.
Start the running journey again. Mm. It's time. Thanks for listening, everybody. Mum, appreciate you coming this far on the journey.
Yeah, Pete, well done.
Probably Maddie D, who's going to have listened deep into this episode. And
he's got a ute. Imagine what you've
listened.
In
if you've listened all the way here, just jump onto our Instagram page before the dip. Mm. At before the dip on Instagram. Yeah. And just under the image that we're going to post up today, I just want you to write urban prospecting.
Yes,
that's all.
Mm.
That's how we know. That's how we know you listened all the way and that you're interested in joining us on this journey.
Mm.
Maz, any final words?
You're just going to drift off into the distance.
We're all good.
The things I can see myself buying my Porsche Tesla at long last.
Yeah.
I'll buy it with my own money.
Yeah.
Go in there and...
With a voucher.
I'll go in there and go, fuck you.
Take this.
$3.80, $4.65, $4. Just voucher after voucher. You go cash them in, motherfucker. You could have got in. You could have got in, but you chose not to. You chose
just drop
not
a whole
to.
Lot of paper on the desk.
Little faded barcodes.
All right. Yeah. That's a beautiful thought. Let's go for a run. See you guys. Bye-bye.
Doodles.